to hold these things in remembrance. Number one is the weakness of our own memory. And as we said many times before, the chief example of this is the Bani Israel, who saw so many miracles and so much ni'mah from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and each time they backtrack as if it never happened. You would think they wouldn't forget that Allah opened the sea for them and drowned the Fir'aun in their footprints, but yet they forgot. You wouldn't think they would forget that Allah took the plague, put plagues on the Fir'aun and spared their children from the plagues, and yet they forgot. And Allah tells us these stories because He wants to show you, you're not safe from this. Because you say, La ilaha illallah, Muhammadan Rasulullah, don't think you're safe. Because it takes more than just saying. It takes practice. Every day. Even Prophet Ibrahim made dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala not to let him and his sons become idol worshippers. This is after they had built the Kaaba. Because he knew the vulnerability of the human nafs to the deception of this hayat dunya. The deception of the life of this world. Allah says, فَلَا تَغُرَّنَّكُمُ الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا. Don't let the life of this world deceive you. Why did he say that? Just to say it? Logic tells us it must be that we can get fooled by this world. If Allah is warning us about it, it must be the possibility is there. And it's always there. Because we have an enemy, also created by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the shaitan. And Allah says, فَلَا تَغُرَّنَّكُمُ الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا وَلَا يَغُرَّنَّكُمُ بِاللَّهِ الْغُرُورِ. Don't let the life of this world deceive you, and don't let the chief deceiver, meaning shaitan, deceive you about Allah. These are the things that the Muslim has to constantly be aware of. When we say we're on the deen, this is what we're talking about. Every day we're trying to purify our nafs. Every day we're trying to move closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And on the days that we have difficulty and we can't, or we make mistakes or whatever, then we follow the guidance of Allah even in that by making tawbah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive us for our shortcomings. But if you're just going to get caught up in the life of this world, if you're going to ignore what Allah said about don't let the life of this world deceive you, and you're going to get into a situation where if you're getting, you know, the goods and what they call zinatul hayat dunya, the beautification of the life of this world, and it's coming to you, and it's coming to you in abundance, and you're doing all right, and you start to think, well, I'm good. I'm good. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that the believing slave of Allah is always between two unknown things. One about the time that's past. He doesn't know what Allah is going to do with him about what he did in that time. And one about the time to come, because he doesn't know what decree Allah has made about him. So how are you good? How are you good? You should be, as Allah said, in fear and hope. Fear of the displeasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, fear of your own shortcomings, and hope that in the promise of Allah that He, the ones who strive in His way, He will lead them to His way. But you gotta strive in the way of Allah. Is it your striving that makes you successful? No. Striving only means that you recognize the direction that you ought to be going in. And you try to go in that direction. If Allah's mercy doesn't help you and bring you along, you can strive from now till the doomsday. The Prophet himself said that for himself. He said, I'm not going to be able to enter the Jannah until Allah forgives and overlooks my faults. None of you will be able to. That's even universal. Yeah, even me. So if the best of humanity had this awareness of Allah, and when we say dhikr of Allah, this is the highest dhikr of Allah. Any hypocrite can sit and say, SubhanAllah, Alhamdulillah, La ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar. And Allah will give them dhawab for what is sincere about what they say, or even just for the letters of the words that they say, but they will not be, this is not dhikr. Dhikr of Allah is remembering that Allah is your Lord. Inna lillahi wa inna ilahi raji'un. This is the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The other forms of dhikr help you to remember these things. The other forms of dhikr purify your heart so that it becomes like a mirror shining that can reflect La ilaha illallah. But if you don't clean your heart, if you let the life of this world, the rotten, cover your heart, then you'll be lost. You'll be without light. And as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, the one who Allah doesn't give any light to, there's no light for him. So, please, inshallah, let us reflect daily as much as we can. Let us remind each other to reflect daily as much as we can on what is the condition of our nafs, and on the many, many, many uncountable, as Allah said, you can't count his ni'mah upon you. Let us reflect on these and inshallah be grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Aqulu qawli hadha wa astaghfirullah wa lakum udhu Allah. الحمد لله فاتر السماوات والأرض جاعل الملائكة رسلا أولي أجنحة مثنى وثلاث ورباع يزيد في الخلق ما يشاء إن الله على كل شيء قدير أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. My dear brothers and sisters, there's a hadith Qudsi that was related on the authority of Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu, who said that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Allah azza wa jal said, whoever shows enmity to someone devoted to me, I shall be at war with him. My servant draws not near to me with anything more loved by me than the religious duties I have enjoined upon him. And my servant continues to draw near to me with supererogatory or nafila works so that I shall love him. When I love him, I am his hearing with which he hears, his seeing with which he sees, his hand with which he strikes, and his foot with which he walks. Were he to ask me something, I would surely give it to him. And were he to ask me for refuge, I would surely grant it. I do not hesitate about anything as much as I hesitate about seizing the soul of my faithful slave. He hates death, and I hate hurting him. This is related in Al-Bukhari. In another hadith, not hadith, but the regular hadith, it was narrated by Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu anhu. Then he reported that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying, there are people from among the servants of Allah who are neither prophets nor martyrs. The prophets and martyrs will envy them on the day of resurrection for their rank with Allah, the Most High. They, the people, ask, tell us, Ya Rasulullah, who are they? He replied, they are the people who love one another for the spirit of Allah, without having any mutual kinship or giving property to one. I swear by Allah, their faces will glow and they will be sitting in pulpits of light. They will have no fear on the day when the people will have fear, and they will not grieve when the people will grieve. And then he recited from Surah number 10, ayah number 62. أَلَا أَنَّ أَوْلِيَاءَ اللَّهِ لَا خَوْفٌ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَا هُمْ يَحْزَنُونَ صَدَقَ اللَّهُ الْعَظِيمُ. Unquestionably, the allies of Allah, for them there will be no fear, nor shall they grieve. So, inshallah, I would not want to be one of these people. You can't be a prophet. You can't. It's hard to be one of the Saudi king. But who wouldn't want to be one of the awliya, the friends of Allah, the people who are close to Allah, the people who will be honored by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this way? And these are the people, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, who love each other for the sake of Allah, not for property or other things. Those people who in the day of judgment will have no grief and have no fear. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help us to become these people that he has illuminated in this hadith, and understand that every one of us has a station with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, a degree. And each one of us should be striving to improve our degree with Allah. No one knows what his status is with Allah. But we can strive and ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help us to improve whatever status we have with him. And who knows what Allah gives. There's no restriction on the gifts of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah rewards without restrictions. So may Allah help us to keep in the spirit of Islam and thank Allah. Yesterday was Thanksgiving in America. But as Muslims, we know that every second of our lives should be about thanksgiving to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for so many things that we know and don't know and see and don't see. And we should tell Allah, we thank him for the things we know and the things we don't know, and for the things we see and for the things we don't see. And thank him first and foremost of all for making us Muslims, because this is the doorway of guidance. Allahumma kfir li muslimina wa muslimat. Al-mu'minina wa mu'minat. Al-kiyahi minum wa lamwat. Innaka anta samiyu kuribu mujibu dawati ya rabbal alameen. Rabbana innana samiyana munadiya yunadi lil imani an aminu bi rabbikum fa amanna. Rabbana fakfir lana dhanubana wa kafir anna sayatina wa tawakkana anna abrar. ربنا وآتنا ما وعدتنا على رسولك ولا تخزنا يوم القيامة إنك لا تخلف الميعاد. عباد الله، إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. أقيموا الصلاة.